I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today we're doing something we've never done before on The Rough Draft Diaries. It's our Halloween episode. We've never done a Halloween episode before, but the holiday falls on Wednesday this year, so it's almost like we have no choice. So join us as we drive down to Bowling Green University to chat about
music you can scream to, the sounds of scary movies.
That's Ryan Ebright. He's an instructor of musicology at Bowling Green State University. Now, I brought some examples of scary film music to Ryan just to see what he would think of them, and he gave me his best educated opinion on why they make these movies so scary. Now, before we get into that, let's first set the foundation for how these compositions came to be in the first place.
So one of the things we see in film music history, at least, is that after World War II, Hollywood undergoes quite a number of changes. The symphony orchestra as a tool is no longer financially viable in the way that it was. So you see a move towards leaner ensembles. You start to see studios and directors and even some of the composers drawing on a lot of the innovations that are going on in the 20th century concert halls.
Innovations like dissonance and angular melodies, things that don't feel right or correct when you listen to them. That's Gheorghe Ligeti's 1966 composition, Lux Aeterna. It's famously used in the Stanley Kubrick film 2001, A Space Odyssey. So some directors borrow straight from those classical music composers, while others look to create their own sense of dissonance and angular melodies through the composer that they hire.
Something like the shower scene from Hitchcock's Psycho. Part of it is that it's preceded by silence, and so the silence actually builds the suspense. And then when the shower curtain's pulled back, the stabbing of the knife is, of course, synchronized with the shrieking of the violins, which create these super dissonant, shriek-like sounds. And the rhythm of those violins sort of synchronizes with the rhythm of the knife.
That's the work of Bernard Herrmann. I brought another Herrmann score to Ryan to hear what he thought of it. Not a Hitchcock film, one that was released in 1968.
Oh, I do know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good. I mean, this was, I think Tarantino used this.
Yeah.
In
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
That's what I recognize it from.
But this is originally from like this horror film from the 60s that has like Hayley Mills in it.
Okay. Some film scores operate by, or they make us feel these feelings of dread or fear or discomfort by taking something that is familiar and perverting it in some way. Another great example is Poltergeist. The main theme that we hear at the beginning and then we hear as the credits roll is also this sort of cheery, localized, vocalized la-la-la-la melody. I mean, if you stop and think about it, you'll recognize your own discomfort, but you might not necessarily realize that it's the music.
So it really is such the marriage of the film and the music.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't, I mean, that's the wonderful thing, wonderful but also horrible thing about horror film music is that you can close your eyes, but you can't really close your ears. Mm. You can't escape it. So you're sort of trapped by the music in the same way that oftentimes the characters are trapped on screen.
Okay, so this is slightly embarrassing, but I do have another example that I want to bring up.
Okay.
But it's not from, like, a horror film. For some reason, it's just really unsettling to me. It's from Jumanji.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, not terrifying at all. But for some reason, when I was a kid, I just hated the drumming part.
What struck me about the drum is that it's not overwhelming in the sound, but it's gradually getting louder and louder, it sounded like. But also I couldn't place the meter. It didn't sound like there was a recognizable meter, so it's sort of keeping you off balance. I mean, rhythm is one of those fundamental components of music that we connect viscerally with because our bodies have rhythms, nature has rhythms, the universe has rhythms. I mean, how we organize time is, it's all about rhythm.
Ryan mentioned another film score that uses continuous rhythms. It also has another film trick in it, and that's a drone.
Yeah, so I mean, if you look at the Carpenter score for Halloween, beep ba ba beep ba ba beep ba beep ba ba beep ba ba beep ba beep ba ba beep ba ba, it's super repetitive. But underneath, you just have these long bom bom bom, you know. And drones are another technique that composers use to build suspense.
Composers like Hans Zimmer, who I think uses a drone in every single one of his compositions. I wish we had more time to talk about scary films and scary music, but that's all the time we have for today. But if you are planning to watch a scary movie tonight, or if you just have a favorite film score, make sure to let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/roughdraftdiaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor. Happy Halloween, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Rough Draft Diaries.